This is ESPN New York Tonight with Larry Hardesty and Gordon Damer on 98.7 ESPN.
Gordon, here's a interesting question.
Okay, give it to me.
On, let me see if I can find it. On X, formerly Twitter,
yeah.
From my nephew at JBlazeNYC.
Okay.
And you are on this tweet as well.
Okay.
Uncle L, hypothetically, excuse me, if the Suns get swept or go out in five, does Devin Booker become the next star to ask out? And what assets do you think it would take for Leon Rose to get him?
Is he a CAA guy? I think he is a CAA guy.
I think he is.
So that, I think he is. That attraction right there, I mean, it's such a hypothetical. You have to get inside Devin Booker's mind to know how disappointed he is with being swept. Maybe he'd be disappointed, but not so much that he wants to uproot his life and move someplace else.
Yeah.
He's a name that he's not one of the main names that we hear all the time, but he is a name that has been, it's more on like the outer fringe.
It's been hinted.
Yeah. He's not the platter, the planet Saturn. He's on the ring of Saturn.
Yeah.
You know, he's out in the outer ring.
Yeah. Yeah, he's out there.
Mm-hmm.
It would be interesting. Obviously, you would try to move, you know, I don't know, but you try to move some draft picks. Lord knows you got enough.
Yeah.
And you'd have to put in some players and, you know, you see what you can get.
See, the thing is, I'm very bullish on the Knicks' future, but I'm not all that bullish on the assets that the Knicks have to trade. Like, you take a look at these draft picks, they're not anything great.
No.
It doesn't seem like Randall has any value around the league, and that's the one that everybody's like, well, if the Knicks are going to make a trade, they're going to trade Randall, and they're going to trade these number one picks. What team is jumping on that?
Yeah.
Now,
you're right.
We've seen in the NBA that stars do have power, and if there's a star player like a Devin Booker who says, I want out and I want to only go to the Knicks, sometimes that does matter, but sometimes it doesn't.
Sometimes it doesn't. It takes two to make the deal.
Mm-hmm.
It takes two. And they would, and if he says only the Knicks would have to pay a lot more.
Yeah. You know? Right. Dame Lillard only wanted to go to Miami, right?
Yep.
Right.
And,
so,
and that's why he's in Milwaukee.
Right. All right.
About a 70-degree difference.
Yeah.
70-degree difference right
now.
Yeah,
just about.
Just about. Back to the phones. Jason's in L.A. What's up, Jace?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, Jason.
So I'm a 54-year-old Knicks fan. Been a Knicks fan since 89, since the Patino days.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just amped up, man. I'm just amped up that the Knicks are where they are right now. I do think, you know, realistically, like say Embiid was playing towards the end of the season, the Knicks are probably not the 2 seed. They're probably not the favorite in the series. You know, they're not the home team in the series.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we're playing with house money here, man. You know, like that's the way I look at it. And I'm just excited. I'm excited where they're at. I know you guys have been talking about having Randall in the lineup. What's Randall done in the playoffs? I mean, realistically, what has he done in the playoffs? I've seen a guy that was pressing in the playoffs. I don't think he would have made a difference. I really don't. I think the Knicks are almost a better team without him right now. You know, what's your thoughts on that?
Well, Jason, I'll say this, and thanks for the phone call. He has not put forth his best effort.
No,
he's not
bad. He has been outright bad in the playoffs. That is absolutely true.
But in fairness to him, Gordon, he was not terrible in the series in Miami before he got, you know, when he came back. He was not terrible in that series. And I just think along with Brunson, he's not the sole focus.
Exactly.
And that's a big difference. He's not the sole focus there. You're not riding on him like it's not, if Randall can't do it, nobody can. We're done. You know, it would take some of the pressure off of Brunson. You'd have to share a little bit of the defense. Now, are we sitting here saying that he would not turn the basketball over? No, we're not saying that. But if we're looking for him to be another option as a second scorer, Gordon, and we don't know, once again, we don't know what physical condition he would be, it would take some of the pressure off of Brunson as being the focus of what, you know, of what Philadelphia's doing defensively. And let's face it, they've done a heck of a job on him.
Mm-hmm.
They've done a great job on him. He's got people wherever he goes, sometimes two.
Well, we all said after that first year against Atlanta that Randle can't be the number one option on on a really good team. And this was the year where you were hoping, you know, last year he was kind of dinged up coming into the playoffs, so maybe you give him a little bit of an excuse there. This year it was trending in he was going to be at best the second option, maybe the third option on this team. And you would have figured that that would have been a better way to kind of maximize his contributions. I completely agree. I could completely disagree that the Knicks are playing with house money. That is absolutely not true. The Knicks are the number two seed. You can say they got lucky or they're ahead of schedule or anything you want. When you're the number two seed, you must win at least one playoff series.
Yeah.
If you're the two seed and you get knocked out, and the Knicks have not clinched anything yet. Now, they're trending in the right direction. I like where they're at. They win tomorrow night. You feel a whole lot better. You're the two seed. You are expected to get to the conference finals.
You are.
So the Knicks are not playing with house money as of yet.
Yeah, and especially, you have to go further than you went last year.
Absolutely.
And you lost in the semis.
Mm-hmm.
You have to at least get to the conference finals. At least. That's number two process. Seed, you have to at least get there. Now, you know, listen, you face a Boston team that's won 60-plus games. Okay, you know, you roll your dice, you play the best you can, you're playing a better team. You know, you see what happens. But, you know, Gordon, you can't lose in the first or second rounds after finishing number two.
No. I mean, and look, I don't think it's going to happen, but it's not that much of a stretch. Game two was a miracle win.
It was.
And game three tomorrow night, you're going to get Philly's best shot.
Oh.
And they've been in both of these games. These have not been blowout games. You've not controlled these games throughout. So things will feel a whole lot different if the Sixers go out there tomorrow night and handle their business.
No question. It'll be a totally different, and especially from the Sixers side. Especially after, you know, what happened in how that game
absolutely
ended.
They're going to think, well, we won game three. We've been in each of these games. We got robbed at the end of game two.
Mm-hmm.
We're right where we want to be. And if they could ever keep Embiid in these games throughout the game, they'd have a real shot. I don't think that. I think the deeper the series goes, he's probably going to wear down.
But
it's not crazy. It's not like you're drawing up some scenario from coming back from down 3-0.
Right. But I will say this. He's going to be stronger tomorrow than he was in game two.
Mm-hmm. You would think.
And after tomorrow, they don't play again until Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to be, that's two extra days. He's going to be strong again. So, you know, the question is, here's the question. He's going to get his, Gordon. He's going to get his. Maxie's going to get his. You can't let anybody else get
anybody else get theirs.
Can't. And you have to find a way to get a second and third score if you get Brunson back. That's what the Knicks are looking at right now.
This is ESPN New York Tonight with Larry Hardesty and Gordon Damer on 98.7 ESPN.
All roads lead to Publicans in Manhasset for the second annual DPHO and Rothenberg pregame party coming up on Thursday, May 2nd. Yeah, come out and see the live broadcast starting at 6 a.m. from Publicans in Manhasset, just steps away from the Manhasset station on the LIRR, where after the show, the crew will take the train to Citi Field for the matinee game against the Chicago Cubs. It's the pregame party with Rick and Dave on Thursday, May 2nd. And it's brought to you by our friends at Montauk Brewing Company. Celebrate the no-frills good life with Montauk Brewing Company, makers of New York's favorite craft beer, Wave Chaser IPA, a highly approachable brew that is packed tropical hops and delivers endless flavor. Chase your wave. And by Zing Zang. Yeah, America's favorite Bloody Mary brand. Now it's even easier to enjoy a Bloody Mary with their pre-mixed cocktails available in convenient cans and party-sized bottles. Just open, pour, and enjoy. Please zing zang responsibly. Remember that, Gordon. Responsibly.
I always do. I always try to zing zang responsibly.
You know, don't just zing zang at any time, willy nilly.
No, you can't do that.
No. Bad job. Merv is in Queens. Merv, you're next on 98.7.
What's up, fellas? It's a pleasure to hear you guys, Larry and Gordon, man.
Thanks, Murph.
Going through a lot in life, listening to you guys, really, and even Barton Hahn in the day is awesome. A couple of things. The other night, I left my house. I left the kids at 9:30 at night. I felt like something was going to happen. Like a peasant from Queens, the after party went from 4 people to 2,000 quickly. No religion, no race, nothing. It made me really feel like I understood the Knicks will never win a championship. I think the city would explode. National Guards, whatever. I'm just saying. I want to just ask you guys, the Julius Randle thing, man, you can miss shots and be out of a game. That's not the attitude. You don't high-five a teammate and you look detached. I'm sorry. Good riddance. I know, Gordon, you said, you know, they're not quality first-round picks. Package them all. And I'm in these streets, guys. Rich Kleiman, he's not as innocent as you guys think. It's not going to be Devin Booker. It's Kevin Durant. He picked the soft landing the first time. He's coming back to New York. And thank you, guys. I just want to feel like it's definitely not house money. We got to go through and do what we can. I appreciate you guys, and we'll talk. Thank you.
All right, Merv, thanks for the phone call and the kind words. I don't think Durant's coming here, Gordon. He doesn't want to come here. He came here before.
Yeah,
I don't see him coming.
Yeah.
I don't. And I don't know. Listen, he is a fabulous player, but this version of Kevin Durant is not the same Kevin Durant that was in Golden State, ladies and gentlemen.
You don't want to get hold of the bag, you know. And look, he did play a lot this year.
He did.
The most he's played in a very long time.
Yeah.
But he's going to be 36 next year.
Yeah, you know, I'm not. That's kind of going back to what they used to do.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. You know? Now, he's got more in the tank than some of the other people they brought in, but
that's why I said kind of.
Yeah.
That's why I said kind of. Yeah. Because he's it's a Hall of Famer.
No question.
It's a Hall of Fame player.
No question.
But
he's not going to be a Hall of Famer based on what he does with the Knicks.
No.
He's based on his time in OKC and Golden State and.
Yeah.
Not here.
No, I don't see it.
I don't want to be the guy holding the bag on the old guy.
Yeah, no. I'm not.
You can find me something else.
Please. Buddha's in the Bronx. Hey, Buddha.
What's going on, guys?
Buddha. Who are the Jets taking tomorrow night, Buddha?
All I got to say about the Jets is, hey, Woody, just sell the damn team. All right?
Oh, is that all? Is that all you want? Oh, okay.
That's all I got, man. I don't know who they're taking, but I'm sure it won't work out for one reason or the other. For one reason or the other. Anyway, look, I call to talk. Listen, and I love y'all.
Here we go. Here we go, Larry.
I root for the Knicks when they're not playing the Sixers.
Mm-hmm.
But what has happened to the New York sports fan? And none of y'all are exempt. Punk, I love you to death. None of y'all are exempt. I mean, Lonnie. If Julius Randle was here, he'd be dribbling to Joel Embiid's leg. Yeah, he'd be doing that. And then he'd also be sticking and holding the ball and dribbling the ball off his foot in the fourth quarter if Julius Randle was here. Please, they play better. Josh Hart has been playing better than what Julius Randle was doing in the playoff games. Let's keep that a buck, all right? That's number one. Then you got your man talking about they're playing with house money. You know, all these excuses for a team that's the number two seed that's playing against a wounded team that before, and I'll be like, yeah, they were 31-8 before he got hurt. They were 31-8 before he got hurt, and then he got hurt. They're not the same team, and they weren't winning the championship then. Trey's calling the other night. He's emotional. He's cursing, having to get clipped off the phone.
He got a little carried away.
Like, Papa Lodge is like, the Celtics, if they keep taking these threes, we have a shot. Just stop it. All of y'all, stop it. This is a first-round matchup. I don't care who you're playing. If the Knicks didn't beat the Sixers, as the Sixers are presently constituted within six games, that's a disappointment. If the Knicks don't get to the Eastern Conference Finals, the way things have laid out with Giannis not being able to play, Doc Rivers being exposed, I mean, come on. Stop it now. What in the world happened to New York City in terms of New York City?
We just said that.
Teams to win. Come, stop.
But you're throwing us in the bucket with everybody else. We literally just said if they don't get to the Eastern Conference Finals, it's a major disappointment. They are not playing with house money by any stretch of the imagination. We said all this. You can't throw us in there.
Talking about you can't complain about the officials. You're whined about.
Oh, that was an outrage. That was a call no one's ever seen before. It was so outrageous.
Was getting ragdolled all season. Y'all whined about that. I'm sitting there later. We can't talk about the officials. We can't do this. And I'm not even saying that the Sixers lost that game because of that. Because let's be honest, Kyle Lowry missed two free throws back to back in important spots where none of that other stuff would have happened. Then his pride got injured. And they had to carry him to the bench after that other stuff. Come on, let's stop it, man. If the Knicks don't win, listen, the Sixers could probably win this next game coming. They should not win any other game in the series. And Embiid has not much left in the tank. And let's stop with all of this prefacing. Well, you know, if this didn't happen, listen, you've won 50 games. You're the number two seed. They're running around outside out there talking about we want Boston and all that. Just stop talking to me about this first round series. Get to the second round. Don't have no slip ups against Cleveland or whoever you play, and then you've had a successful season. All this other nonsense and all this if this space rocket fits into this thing and this, come on, man. What happened to New York, baby? What happened? And I'm not even room for y'all. But it sounds pathetic.
Booty, you sound very emotional tonight.
He's very emotional. I thought he was going to pull a tray there for a second. He was getting so emotional.
He's very emotional. I'm not used to seeing Booty like this.
He's a little frazzled. Yeah,
he's a little frazzled.
Upset.
Now, Booty, I hear what you're saying, but if we don't talk about the Knicks in the first round while they're playing, what are we supposed to talk about?
Yeah. Well, I think he means more. He's lumping us in there just from his frustration, but I think he's really talking more about the people who have called in tonight.
Oh no, he mentioned me. He called me out.
Yeah, no. I know, but I think it's just he's lashing out. He's lashing out.
He called me out. He did.
He's frustrated.
We have this disagreement about how good Philly is, and I get it. I understand. But my whole point is this: they were a three seed.
They were.
You know, and I get that Embiid got hurt. And so they're not. But, you know, they still were able. When he got back, even on one leg, they came from seven to move right up. I mean, they were dying. And
well, I will agree with him here. Mm-hmm. If for any reason, any reason, mm-hmm. the Knicks don't win this series.
Oh, absolutely.
It's a disaster.
It is.
And everything must be reevaluated.
It's a failed season.
Absolutely.
It's a failed season.
It's
and we've said it all
massive
the time.
Failure.
It's a failed
season. It would be
the
biggest failure of the Leon Rose tenure.
It's a failed season if they
absolutely.
Don't win. And it's not even close.
Not even close.
It's definitely a failed season.
And
Buddha, it's a failed season.
I also
season.
Agree with Buddha in that, and maybe this is just my personality,
mm-hmm.
I'm much more of a walk softly and carry a big stick. I don't like tempting fate. I don't mm-hmm. like, to me, karma exists only for my own pain, right? Like the bad people, they don't get justice. But when I speak out of turn,
mm-hmm.
it comes back to bite me.
Right.
So I don't like the partying and the burning jerseys. And
no, I'm not that person either.
Yeah. We want Boston.
No.
Handle mm-mm. your business. Act like you've been there before and go from there. So I don't like tempting fate in
no.
that way.
Mm-hmm.
So I would agree with them on that as well.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I had somebody call Sunday talking about it. I'm like, can I beat Philly first?
Yeah.
I got to beat Philly first.
I mean, wouldn't it just be typical that would come back to bite you in some
mm-hmm.
way? Like tempting
absolutely.
Fate, tempting karma.
No question. No question. And I'll say this before we go to break, Gordon. I know Embiid is not Embiid. What's he got? 30? What's he got? 66 points in two games?
Embiid is not Embiid, but he's looked a whole lot better than Brunson.
He has. He has. Whew. It's going to be an interesting game 3. That's all I'll say. It's going to be interesting game 3. When we return, we'll go to the ballpark, Gordon. Frisco, Yankee Stadium. Answers with Aaron.
Yes.
All next on 98.7 ESPN.
Yo, what happened to New York, baby?
This is ESPN New York Tonight with Larry Hardesty and Gordon Damer on 98.7 ESPN.
Time to go to the ballpark on ESPN New York Tonight, involving the local teams. The Mets and Yankees both won today. We begin in San Francisco, Gordon Damer. That's where Sean Manaea faced his former team. Went 4 2/3 innings, gave up 4 hits, no runs, walked 4, struck out 6. 101 pitches, 58 for strikes. That was the positive. The negative of that, Gordon, was you needed the bullpen to get another 4 3/4 innings, which is something, you know, makes you a little uneasy about this Met bullpen. But give them credit, they were able to get it done today. And Sean was asked, how'd it feel to start against your former teammate in San Francisco?
Like one of the best, worst games I've ever had in my life. Just from a pure pitching standpoint, I mean, just falling behind guys, walking guys, but also, you know, getting outs when I needed to. You know, I got a few strikeouts, but yeah, just overall, it was, you know, not a great day, but also it was at the end of the day. So I don't know. It was very weird outing.
Yeah, I chalk it up to facing his former team, Gordon, in that building. So I thought that was an issue. He's been pretty solid, but you know, once again, you know, the. Not trying to just look at negative stuff, but once again, you go into your bullpen early. And, you know, that's going to catch up with you. This bullpen has been, it's pitched well. It's not that deep. A little concerning.
Yeah, I can hear that. It's very early on this season. With the rotation being made up of the guys you got, it's not just where those guys can pitch well. You know those guys generally aren't going to pitch deep into games. And when you have a chance to win games, you're going to go to the bullpen. You're going to be aggressive and try to nail those wins down. So, yeah, it's going to be an issue, I think, all season.
No doubt about that. Francisco Lindor, Gordon Damer.
Finally.
Oh. He's over 200.
There you go.
Gordon, he's over 200.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a beautiful thing after a pair of 2-run home runs in Frisco today. So Lindor was asked, what went right today?
The balls were in places where I need to hit them. Yeah, it's just baseball. Yesterday, it seemed like I wasn't on any pitch. Today, it seemed like I was in most of the pitches, you know? Just having conversation with guys in the clubhouse, teammates and non-teammates. I just needed to let it out of my system, you know? And a lot of guys picked me up. So, yeah, just baseball. It's... Every day is a different day, and every at-bat is a different at-bat.
You know, Gordon...
I got nothing out of it. He's talking to people. Yeah, he's talking to teammates. He's talking to other people.
Help
baseball.
Me. Help me.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Talking to something. Sometimes that can be a bad thing, because too many ideas get in your head. You really
absolutely.
Further lost.
Uh-huh.
But for today, all is right. As a matter of fact, you know, Brandon Nimmo's not exactly wearing the ball out either.
No.
So... You know, what's going on with the Mets' struggles to start the season, Francisco?
We're not close to where we want to be and where we should be. So, yeah, it's going to continue. It's going to continue to grow and get better day in and day out. With that being said, you know, you got to attack it day by day. You can't get too ahead of yourself, you know. Yeah, I had a good day today. Just enjoy it for a little bit, get on the flight, and go enjoy my girls. You know, I said it a lot last year, and I'm in the same boat this year. It's an uphill fight. You know, I just got to climb the mountain day in and day out.
Mets are coming home, Gordon Damer, and they've got after an off day tomorrow, they have the St. Louis Cardinals coming in. So you need to get that weekend. You need to at least get a series out of them, maybe sweep.
Yeah.
Because they're struggling.
Absolutely. Yeah, they absolutely are. No question.
They are. They've got issues. God. Big time issues. Meanwhile, in the Bronx, oh, it was a great night for the Yankees as they win by the score of 7-3. Aaron Judge with a home run, Gordon, a balk call, and then the next pitch, home run from Aaron Judge. So he was asked afterwards, is the swing back?
It's not back yet. Always a work in progress, but I was happy to add two there in the first, and then the boys took a rest. Great swings from everybody all night.
Good to see that ball go out of the park, huh, Gordon?
Oh, absolutely. He's getting a little tired of hearing all these experts. They know that Aaron Judge is it's concerned for this, it's a concern for that. I don't know. I feel like Aaron Judge has a pretty long track record of as long as he's healthy. Now, there could always be something that's hidden,
right?
And he's trying to play through it, and that would be an issue. But if he's playing, generally he puts up numbers. You know, the only important stat with Aaron Judge is games played, because if that stat is in the right place, all the other stats are going to be in the right place. So I think it's just a matter of time before he starts to warm up. It is still April.
It is. It is. And it's crazy because the first thing you think of if he's not performing well is the toe bothering him.
Mm-hmm.
It's always going to be in the back of your mind.
Of course.
As a Yankee fan, it always is.
With his track record of injuries, injury is always a concern.
And playing center field, even though he does a great job playing center field, is not exactly making it easy on the toe.
You would not think so. That wear and tear is more than playing right field.
Now, here's my favorite part of baseball tonight, where we go to the ballparks. It's when Gordon Damer performs in
Answers with Aaron.
All right, Gordon, we have two for you tonight. The first one is the Yankee skipper talking about the Aaron Judge home run.
Well, I'm going to say that he's going to start with that we've seen it. He's been having better at-bats. It's been coming along. The timing or something along the timing is coming along, or just better at-bats. We knew it was just a matter of time. We know who Aaron is, and this is what we expect for him. So it's really good to see, but we always kind of expect it.
Aaron Boone on the Aaron Judge home run.
I liked what I saw tonight, just at bat wise. Even that ball, he hits to short. He was a little beat on it. That's the path that is really good. Obviously, really good swing on the homer, lines out to center, bounces the ball through that 3-4 hole. So good at bats, just matter of time.
Oh, just a matter of time. I think I said that specific line.
You did. You said the exact same line. Very good. Oh, A plus.
Okay.
Next one.
Mm-hmm.
This is Aaron Boone. How do you feel seeing Soto and Judge homer in the same game?
Oh, he's going to love that, right? This is what we expect. I'm sure that this is how you kind of draw it up to see both those guys go deep. We've seen it from Soto here a little bit. It's nice to get Judgey on the board, and I'm sure he's going to be giddy with the developments of tonight.
So you expect the Judgey here?
I do expect a judgy. I'm not fully confident on a judgy.
Right. I get you.
But I think that there could be a judgy. I think he's going to be giddy. Yeah.
Yeah. We're due for a judgy.
We haven't had a judgy in a while.
Aaron Boone, how do you feel seeing Soto and Judge homer in the same game?
Kind of warm and fuzzy inside on a cool night where the wind's blowing and I'm cold out there. A little warm and fuzzy, kind of like some hot chocolate on a cold day. No, it was great. I don't think it's going to be the last time those two homer together, so definitely, obviously Judgey to get us going tonight, and then Juan with a good answer back after the Rooker three-run homer to kind of give us a little breathing room there was big.
He got a Judgey.
Wow, you got a Judgey. You even got warm and fuzzy. Wasn't expecting that from the Yankee
skipper. We hadn't had a Judgey in a while.
No. We were due for a Judgey.
He was due, and Judgey was due, and we were due for a Judgey.
Man. But how did he start out? Warm and fuzzy. Aaron Boone.
Warm and fuzzy.
He's comfortable, isn't he?
Yep.
Very comfortable after a man who's been thrown out of a game.
Well, look, if Cashman is the fifth Steinbrenner, he's got to be like the sixth Steinbrenner. He's got to be the first cousin twice removed or something. He's very close.
He's got to be close.
He's ensconced.
Yeah, I like that, ensconced. That's an underrated word, by the way. Underrated word, ensconced.
Yep.
Here's a bonus, Aaron Boone. Now, you don't have to do anything with this
one.
But this is, with the situation with DJ LeMahieu and leaving the game. Here's the Yankee skipper with an update on DJ.
There's not much change other than he had the CT scan and the MRI, other than he's got residual edema, which obviously caused, the symptoms that he's feeling. So he'll just treat it here these next several days and kind of go week to week when he gets back into baseball activities.
Okay, so he'll be back along with Gerrit Cole sounds like.
Yeah, I would say don't expect to see DJ LeMahieu anytime soon.
That's what it sounds
like. That's
what
I took away from that cut.
I mean, week to week, before he gets the baseball activities. Not week to week in baseball activities. Before he gets the baseball, he and Gerrit Cole will be back at the same time. Which is okay because Cabrera's playing very well.
Yeah, he's played very well. You can't complain. Now, I would expect that he is going to cool off at some point.
Mm-hmm.
But he's been great. That's great. And I hope that we get to see Gerrit Cole here pretty soon.
Would be nice.
It would be nice. It's great seeing him in the dugout smiling after home runs, but I'd prefer to see him on the mound.
And Rodon's not been bad, Gordon.
He's not been, but
I understand. Yeah. Believe me, I understand.
He's got a long way to go.
But he's on the right track. He's on the right track.
Well, he just keep doing what he's doing, and he'll eventually get there.
This is ESPN New York Tonight with Larry Hardesty and Gordon Damer on 98.7 ESPN.
Larry Hardesty, Isles Nation, listen up. ESPN New York has your chance to score tickets to the 2024 Stanley Cup playoffs. Be there to see your New York Islanders take on the Carolina Hurricanes in games 3 and 4 at UBS Arena. Enter to win at ESPNNewYork.com or on the ESPN New York app. Just scroll down to contest, submit your entry. It's brought to you by the New York Islanders. Be part of the electric atmosphere at UBS Arena. Get your tickets at NewYorkIslanders.com.
They need the Islander fans to come out and help them in Game 3.
I think the Islander fans need some help after that Game 2 loss.
That's a tough one. That's why the fans got to come out.
There was a lot of TikTok videos of people watching the game, and they're celebrating. Oh, those are fun to watch if you're not part of that fan base.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. That's oof. To lose like that, I mean, 3 goals in 80 seconds, Gordon.
That's fast.
And 2-9.
That's not good either.
No, not at all. Not at all. Gordon, I'm going to roll with you on this.
Okay.
I think the Jets are going to trade down.
Okay.
And I think they're eventually going to get their lineman.
Uh-huh.
And I think they're also going to get another receiver. I think they're going to, because I think he wants that second round pick.
Yeah.
So I think he's going to do whatever it takes to try to get that second round pick. And I will say this. He may not always be successful.
Mm-hmm.
But he does a decent job in making moves to get trades, to get picks and whatnot. He may not pick the right people, but he does a decent job in trying to get picks. So I think he's going to try to make that move. And look, he knows, Gordon, you can't look at this team as the GM and know how bad it was last season and how you've been trying to get an offensive line since you've been here and not have the opportunity to pick an offensive lineman in this draft. You have to pick an offensive lineman.
I think the Jets move down and they will take the tackle out of Penn State, Fashanu, I think is how you say
mm-hmm.
it.
Yeah.
And I think they'll recoup that second round pick and that will be the skill position player. I think the Giants will stay put. They will take a wide receiver, but I expect it to be a surprise. I know everybody is mocking Neighbors to them. I do not think it will be Neighbors. I think it will be a surprise. I don't know if Marvin Harrison Jr. drops.
Mm.
I don't know if they go Odunze, but I just have a feeling that it's not going to go according to plan. Everybody has the Jets staying at 10 and taking a receiver or taking the tight end. Everybody has the Giants taking a receiver, and everybody has it being Malik Neighbors. I think that there's going to be a surprise.
No J.J. McCarthy for you.
I hope not. I hope not for Giant fans. I hope not for Giant fans. And I hope they don't trade up. I think that they probably like May, but they can't get up to 3 to get May.
Right. Exactly. Yeah.
And what it would cost them to get May would be 3 number one picks.
Yeah, they can't do that.
They can't afford that.
Can't afford it. Can't afford it. I'll tell you, by the time we hit the air tomorrow night talking Knicks, we'll know.
We will know. We'll be midway through the first round.
Uh-huh.
The draft does not exactly fly by. But it seems like a lot of people expect a lot of trades tomorrow night.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's fascinating TV to me. I love it. And with the Giants, I think that they're absolutely fascinating. What are they going to end up doing? Because it seems like every scenario has been
pointed out so far.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. It's going to be tough. Look, you know, the remote's going to be flying again tomorrow.
Oh, you're going to have the iPad. You got to get the TVs going. Absolutely. Man, thank God the Yankees own a Prime vehicle tomorrow.
That's right.
That would be good. I don't need them on Apple. I don't need them on something else. Yeah.
Just they look good on Prime tonight, though, Gordon. They look good on Prime. They look good on Prime tonight.
Yeah. I hate the Prime.
You do?
I hate the games on Prime.
Okay.
I like having the iPad available.
Is that personal because Amazon comes to
your
house?
No, not at all. I like having the iPad to kind of scroll through things and check out information, and then I got to go to the phone, and it's...
Yeah, it's awkward.
It throws me off my game.
It's not what you want.
It's not what I want.
Okay. Well, tomorrow night, you don't have to worry about that. Right? They'll be back on...
Yeah, Knicks will be main TV. Yankees will be second TV. Yankees might be iPad tomorrow. Yeah, they might have to be. The draft, I got to hear what people are saying at the draft.
Yeah, I hear you. Let's see what Richard in Manhattan has to say on 98.7 ESPN. What's up, Richard?
Hey, Larry Gordon. Giants get Marvin Harrison Jr. tomorrow? Forget about it. I'm not watching anything. I'll be celebrating like never before.
Okay.
Marvin Harrison Jr. Wow. When have the Giants gotten a wide receiver like that in the draft? I mean, Beckham was good.
Beckham was really good.
Yeah, but we didn't know he was going, you know, we know that Harrison is going to be great. Anyway, Yankees are 17-8, fellas. That goes to 110-52. Now, I don't think they're going to go 110-52. But the three most valuable members of the team. Number one, I put Soto. Number two, Stroman. This guy has pitched four good outings. Solid. This guy has been almost Cole-like, so he's been good. And believe it or not, my third most valuable Yankee, Aaron Boone. You know what he did last night? He took out three pitchers, including Stroman, mid-inning. He took out Stroman, Marinaccio, and Ferguson, and every move worked. Then he brought in Santana, and he only threw seven pitches. I was questioning, why would you take Santana out for the ninth? But he brought in Clay Holmes in the ninth, and he did even a better job than Santana did. So he made four moves yesterday, all worked out. But generally, every pitching move he's made this year has been perfect. So you got to hand it to Boone. He's been doing a great job.
Well, I'll say this. They've done a great job in one-run games so far
Larry,
this year.
Gordon, one last thing. Larry, one last thing. Josh Hart. Fellas, there's never been a player in the NBA in the last 5 years like this guy. The NBA has changed. We know that. It's a three-point shooting league. When have you seen a player like a Dennis Rodman, and I'll go way back, Paul Silas, Satch Sanders? I mean, these are glue guys. These are guys that are hard-nosed, 48-minute-a-game players. We haven't seen this. It's amazing that this guy is existing in today's NBA, where we have pinball scores of 140 to 130, shoot the three, just shoot it and shoot it, and this guy does not play that kind of game. He is unbelievable, and the fact that he exists is even more unbelievable. So credit to him, and also a credit for Thibodeau, who realizes the talent that this guy has and his value to a team. This guy extends beyond a superstar. He's just everything you'd want in a ball player. And in today's NBA, I just can't believe it. Fellas, always a pleasure. Thank
you. All right, Richard. Thanks for checking in. And he's 6'4", 6'5".
Yeah.
You know, you mentioned Silas and Sat Sanders. Those guys were 6'7".
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's totally different. What he does, pounding the boards, Gordon, and then pushing the basketball, hitting threes, going to the basket. He's got to cover. He's got to protect the ball going to the basket because he's getting stripped. I hope he saw that on the video. He's got to he may have to cover the ball and then let it go because they're waiting for him to come up with it, Gordon, and they knock it out of bounds. So he's going to have to make some adjustments with that. But he is the representative of what this team is.
Right, heart and soul, glue guy, no question about it, and quite the acquisition. We did not think that we were getting that kind of player when they made that trade.
Yep, not at all. Not like what he's performed. All right, Gordon Damer, as the callers say, we'll check out you at the Telemundo Sports Desk tomorrow morning.
Absolutely.
And then we'll see you tomorrow night after Knicks Sixers.
Sounds good, Larry.
That wraps up this edition of ESPN New York Tonight. We thank you for joining us. Harvey, Joe, thank you very much. As I mentioned, we'll see you tomorrow night following Knicks. We'll talk draft. We'll talk to you then on 98.7 ESPN.